95.3 and AM 1620.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning. This is Craig Heinzman sitting in for Andrew McKay, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I am the community engagement pastor over at Marcus Point Baptist Church, and just glad to be here. Andrew is always missed. I think filling in for Andrew again, like I said, the first hour is just ridiculously difficult. If you know anything about his process, he normally comes stacked up with about 40 pages of notes for every show with everything. So we've been talking a lot about the city. We're going to get back to that, but we want to talk a little bit about small business. And what's going on in the small business world, especially here in Pensacola. Recently, the National Federation of Independent Businesses in July, their optimism index jumped 1.7 points to 103. That's above the 52-year average. That's notable turnaround because April's slump when tariff uncertainty pushed the index down to 95.8. So what's the reason for the brighter outlook? Well, first, the one big beautiful bill passed with tax provisions that benefit small businesses. And secondly, the 90-day pause on tariff disputes with China, again, you know, another pause, has certainly helped. The labor quality still remains the top problem with 21% of business owners. But you know what? Running a small business is not easy. And our community depends on small business owners and depends on, we talked about coffee shops, we talked about Starbucks just a little while ago, but how we all pretty much prefer the independent shops here around the community. If you're going to come and sit and have a meeting, it's going to be one of those. And part of what we do at Marcus Point is, of course, Sportsman's Night Out. Now, with all clarity, that's happening September 11th. We are excited to have a lot of folks partnering with us September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Two of the companies partnering with us are represented here today. Duncan Custom Gutters and Derek Stone is here, and Shepherd Business Solution and Tom Bradburn are here with me. They also run the ARC podcast, which is for entrepreneurs. We have an entrepreneur club that meets and mentors entrepreneurs. So we want to talk a little bit about small business. So tell us, guys, you know, as we get into small business in Pensacola, what do you guys think? Tell me a little bit about the, well, go ahead and you can introduce yourself if you have to tell anything about who you are, what you're doing.
So I'm Derek Stone. As Craig mentioned, I'm the owner of Duncan Custom Gutter and Coppercraft, also a co-host of the ARC podcast. Actually, it's the ARC Entrepreneur Podcast, but I like to narrow it down to the ARC Podcast. It's a lot easier to say. And then also help head up the Entrepreneur Club. And over here, we got Tom Bradburn.
Yeah, I'm Tom Bradburn, and I own a business called Shepherd Business Solutions. We've been in business for about 30 years, but we've only been in business for the last 3 years here in Pensacola. So I've had to take a 30-year-old company and start all over again in this area. And I can tell you that it's been quite a challenge and it's been exciting at the same time.
Well, that's good. So tell us a little bit about, as you look into these things we just talked about, the tariffs, the one big beautiful bill, that kind of stuff, how do you see that effective here locally in Pensacola?
Well, for me personally, it's got a couple of good benefits and it's also got some negatives too. But most of the of this bill has been a lot more of a benefit to us in the service industry. And that's going down to the employee. So these employees now get the save on taxes on their overtime and their bonuses and things like that. So that helps us to be able to attract new employees. The issue with that is, as you mentioned earlier, it's still hard to find good quality candidates. Plenty of candidates, but not always good quality ones. Especially in our industry where we're trying to be, or for us at our business, we try to be above par and not just kind of common. You know,
yeah.
We're not just only custom, right, but we also try to just do a standard job that's more than standard. And that's a little bit hard. But those tariffs and that big, beautiful bill have been, kind of a waffle back and forth. We get some great things and we get some bad things. So it's
does that come with owning a business? Is kind of the adjustments that have to be made?
Absolutely. I don't think it's really anything that's changed business for me day to day. going back.
You just have to understand it's fluid, not static, right? I mean, you got to be able to adjust, move, and react.
Yeah, exactly right. I
mean, just like in traffic. So let's go to PJ with traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, Craig. Still looking at the front gate of NAS Pensacola. South Navy Boulevard, looks like there's a backup all the way to Bayou Grande Lane. So we'll just be aware of that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So we talk a little bit about the Pensacola environment, and what are some of the struggles that you see small businesses going through in Pensacola? What are some of the, what are some of the struggles, and guess what are some of the strengths?
Well, I can tell you what some of the struggles were for me over the last 2 years of trying to get started here, and it's knowing people. I think that Pensacola, because of the age of it and the dynamics of the culture here, I think that it's a small town that's a big town.
Right.
People buy people here, and so I think people want to do business with people they can trust. And so you've got to take the time it takes to earn that right to be trusted. And I believe that they also want to make sure that everybody they do business with is accountable and successful at the same time. So it's really one of those things for me that the struggle part was getting out enough and trying to just listen well enough to find out how I could serve them. The great thing is the clients that I brought on since I've been here are just amazing.
That's awesome.
I mean, we still have, 90% of our business is in Arizona, but I can tell you the relationships that I'm building with the businesses here, like Derek's one of our clients and our relationship. I mean, of course, I guess it's easier because I'm here, not there. But
it's true.
It's still one of those things that I believe people buy people.
I can agree with that. We're going to come back with Derek here in just a few minutes. Let's take a commercial break.
Ready to level up your future? George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers, fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job-ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused? Visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
So I have known Christina Leavenworth as long as I've lived here. You know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has, it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step, but it can turn into so many great results? That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go! summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now you can say it. It's News Radio 1620. I'm Craig Heinzman, one of the pastors over at Marcus Point Baptist Church, sitting in for Andrew McKay. We're talking small business right now with a couple of friends of mine, Derek Stone from Duncan Custom Gutters and Tom Bradburn from Shepherd Business Solution. Tom was talking about how people invest in people. Derek, what do you think? How do you be successful in a place like Pensacola? Tell me what some of the secrets you've found.
Yeah, so I believe in what Tom said. Well, but we also live in a unique area with the military here, the tourism here. We've had a huge influx between the three counties, specifically Pensacola, that have just brought so many people here. Building is you can't throw a rock without hitting a new subdivision somewhere. So that changes.
I think Colton Wright said something like that in the most recent Santa Rosa County.
It's incredible, but it brings in a whole bunch of new faces, right? So the old adage of everybody knows everybody is still there to those who are embedded, but we're seeing such an influx of new people that they don't know me. And so my marketing has to change. The way I structure business has to change to be able to find those new people and how they interact and get to know me. And that's a benefit more than it is a headache. I mean, it can be a little bit of a headache because, I don't have to tell everybody who I am very much anymore. Those ones who are already embedded. But now with all the new influx of people, we got to sit here and say, okay, how do we market to them so they get to know who we are versus trying to let them know who our competitors are?
Well, like you guys said, it's fluid. And so if you're not, you can't say, okay, here it is. This is the brand. All right, everybody just come find me. It doesn't work like that, especially not in 2025.
No, reputation's been really, really good. But in 2025, you got to find a new way to reach those new people. And that's a fluid movement. And it's going to be different tomorrow. Which is, the definition of fluid, and then the next day, the next day.
You know, so, can I speak to something real
sure,
quick?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, when you were just talking there, like Shepherd Business Solutions, nobody knows what I do. You know, years ago, I wish I would have said Shepherd Payroll Solutions.
Yeah, HR Solutions.
Payroll and HR. And so when Derek started talking about marketing, you're absolutely correct, because at least in your name of your business,
right,
people get a sense of what you do. And I wish I could go back years ago and say, hey, we need to have a different kind of name.
Yeah.
But clarity in name, because I get in trouble for that all the time, especially at the church, because I'll name a ministry some weird thing that I understand completely what it means, but I have to then explain it to the next person and like, why is it called that? Oh, well, da 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 da. I once started a small group called God, Friends, and Squirrels, because that's basically what we did, is we chased squirrels. And so it's the name stuck. It's still there. I think it still happens because they're still as ADHD as it was back then. But let's talk. I mean, you said breaking into Pensacola business and getting connected to people. One of the things that I've found when people ask me, how do you get involved in the community? Because, I see you everywhere. How do you get so involved in the community? And it's, for me, it's just giving. It's giving time. It's giving of our talent and our resources to the community. What can we do to help? How can we serve you? How can we be a part of making Pensacola a better place to live, to work, to worship? I know giving is a really important thing for both of you guys. As you're talking to someone who's trying to break into that market, trying to find a way to get their name out there, how is giving play into that?
I'll speak into that first. I think that if you're going to get into business, it's got to be something that you're really passionate about, but it's got to be bigger than you. And so for us at Shepherd, for all the years that we've been in business, it was funding the kingdom. So, for us, that's why we picked the name Shepherd, because we wanted to protect people and shepherd them. And so payroll was our expertise, and my expertise is helping people get to where they want to go and protecting them. So, but I would highly recommend that you figure out how to be a generous organization, because then you have a purpose higher than yourself. And so as you start to build, you'll find people that will come in and want to partner with you in that, and it'll cause them to do business with you, and you can accomplish more. We're better together than we are separately. And so my recommendation is always have a purpose bigger than yourself and share that with people often.
That's awesome. We're going to get to Derek's answer in just a second. Let's go to traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, Craig. I-10 and 110 are both looking good. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre and Gulf Breeze, that is flowing smoothly. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
All right, so tell us about yourself in terms of giving. What do you think?
Yeah, so I love the fact of giving financially, but that's not always there to be able to do everywhere.
Right.
But the number one asset that we have that's more valuable than anything is our time.
Right.
All right, and that goes all the way down to the time that I spend preparing to go and meet a client, preparing for my talk show or my entrepreneurial podcast, all that kind of stuff. But that time, so if I can save somebody time, then that you can't put a number on that. You can't put a price tag on that. And so we try to do all that due diligence up front on everything we do. And though it may not be easily recognizable unless you point it out, people start to understand that their time is saved, then their money is saved, and they can move on to something else, especially in today's market where Tom and I were talking just before we came on. It's move, move, move. It used to take 24 hours to get something back to your employer and say, well, give me this back tomorrow by noon. Then it's by today by 5. Now it's by noon today.
Oh, really?
Hey, in 15 minutes, can you give me this back? You know, well, what are you going to do with the next 24 hours?
I'll wait for you.
Yeah. And before long, you won't even need that employee because,
AI is doing it all, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we found a way for AI to tackle the tax code or hang gutters. So
yeah,
that's just
not yet. So we're
not
safe.
The service industry.
We're still safe for now.
Yeah. I always tell people, again, giving of your time is one of the most valuable things. If you're running a business, Sonny's Elwin over at Sonny's. If you've ever seen him out in the community,
Elvin.
When I say Elvin, I know he's in leadership in Pensacola this year. Elvin, don't get mad at me. Sonny's was Sonny's, right? It was Sonny's. Quick barbecue, go get it. Elvin in Pensacola has made Sonny's this incredible thing that now everyone wants Sonny's to be at their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's changed about Sonny's, the store. The stores are all still Sonny's. One guy said, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to be involved in the community. I'm going to have a purpose bigger than barbecue.
That red shirt and that cowboy hat.
That red shirt, that cowboy hat. I'm going to do whatever I can, and I'm going to be at everything. I mean, that guy, I don't know. People say, someone texted me this morning, do you ever sleep? I was like, no, I really don't. But at the same time, when there's work to be done, you got to get it done, right? When you want to see the community change, you've got to be a part of it. And Elvin is literally everywhere. And I think about that when you talk about a business that says, we're going to take a step into investing in community, investing in giving, investing in time. And that's a great example of someone who's done just that. And it's completely changed how I view Sonny's, at least here in Pensacola, because, it used to be Sonny's as if you really, I just want fast barbecue, I'm going to go to Sonny's. But,
But what does that come down to, ultimately? That investing time comes down to loving people. When you're loving people, man, you're willing to go on 3 hours of sleep a night, right?
And
things that are hard.
So you're saying in small business, it's not just about the profit. It's not just about the product. I mean, it's got to be about the people. Is that kind of really what you're going at?
Yeah. So one of the things that I love to say all the time is seek value over profit. And the value is value that you give and the value that you receive. And when you do that, when you focus that way, the money will come. If you focus on the money first and leave the value second,
right,
then business is short-lived.
I completely understand that, being a pastor. I mean, when people ask, how do you know you're going to be a pastor? Because it's the only thing God would let me do. And if you have any other options, go do those, because you're not going to last as a pastor, because it's not necessarily a thing. People aren't just coming up to you every day going, man, you're so amazing, you're great. No, you're getting all of the problems. You're getting all of the issues. Mm-hmm. You're getting all the people that are coming to you at the worst times of their life, and they really want someone who can, help them through a dark time. And so you have to have a calling beyond just the product. And that is, that is one of the things that I feel like in business today, it can't, it's got to be more than just about the product itself.
Absolutely.
Right. We're going to have a little bit more with Derek Stone and Tom Bramber just a second. We're going to take a break. This is News Radio 92.3, 1620. Craig Heinzman sitting in for Andrew McKay.
Ukraine's President Zelensky's met today in London with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer a day after a virtual meeting with President Trump ahead of his meeting with Russia's President Putin tomorrow in Alaska.
President Trump is trying to broker a peace agreement to stop Russia's war with Ukraine. If Putin doesn't agree to end the conflict, President Trump says Russia could face severe consequences, but has not specified what those could be. The U.S.-Russia summit will be Putin's first trip to the West since starting the war in Ukraine.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Police in Louisville, Kentucky, you're working to identify and catch the person who shot and killed the woman walking a child to a bus stop.
Obviously, this person presents a clear and definitive danger to the community, and we want to make sure that he is taken into custody as soon as possible.
Police Chief Paul Humphrey, no one was hurt, and there's one arrest in a shooting at another bus stop in Louisville last week. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies, looking like an absolutely beautiful morning. 80 degrees here in Pensacola. Our forecast with Brooke Richardson on the way in just a few minutes. Motorcyclist died yesterday after a crash at Barrancas and G Street. Two vehicles were involved. The motorcycle and a truck, which was, they were traveling in opposite directions on Barrancas when the truck made a left turn in front of the bike. The rider died at the scene. An investigation is ongoing. Career fair honoring our local veterans happening in Milton today. It's being put on by Santa Rosa Economic Development. It's called the Honoring Our Heroes Career Fair. It goes from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And it'll connect potential employees with a diverse range of employers in Santa Rosa County.
You can go online to an Indeed. You can go and employ Florida. But the opportunity to meet, I still believe, an individual in person will give you the best opportunity to find that job.
That is Chad Brillante, communications coordinator. And he says while the event does honor veterans, it's open to anybody looking for a job in Santa Rosa County. It's being held today at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium in Milton. For more information, visit careersourceescarosa.com. Now, the Escambia Board of Commissioners looking for volunteers to fill five vacancies on the Northwest Florida Health Services Council District 1. If you're interested in that, you'll need to submit a resume by August 26th. The council is established under Florida's Health Facilities and Services Development Act. It assists in planning health services and improving health care access across Northwest Florida. Appointees need to be residents of Escambia County for at least the last 2 years and cannot be a current county employee or have any immediate family that works for the county. Members will serve two-year terms that start October 1st. Well, the Florida Python Challenge is over. The FWC announced a winner, Taylor Stanberry. Now, she's a woman who stands less than 5 feet tall, but single-handedly removed 60 giant Burmese pythons from Florida's ecosystem.
The winner of the 2025 Florida Python Challenge Ultimate Grand Prize of $10,000 is Taylor Stanberry. Please join me in congratulating Taylor.
I don't have much to say except thank you so much for the win and for the money.
And Stanberry was awarded that prize by Sarah Funk from the FWC. This year's challenge saw 294 snakes removed from the Everglades. Now, Florida's DOGE officials will be auditing Pensacola's books next week. They're looking at several areas of concern, including management practices, DEI, homeless services spending. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says he's not worried. The city and the state align on responsible spending.
You know, we'll be responding to their letter, of course, preparing for their visit next week, and honestly looking forward to it. I feel like our team does a great job. Our finance team does a great job. We have a balanced budget, always do, a very high bond rating, we always do. Certainly looking forward to the conversation.
Mayor Reeves says that they're confident the city is doing their best to use taxpayer money wisely. Well, Florida banning another dangerous substance. That yesterday from Attorney General James Uthmeyer. He banned the 7-O chemical compound, and that's found in the kratom plant. Whole kratom leaves contain low levels of 7-O, but isolated or concentrated forms apparently have a much more potent version of that compound. And Uthmeyer says that can lead to addiction. Uthmeyer said yesterday he's classifying isolated or concentrated 7-O as a Schedule 1 controlled substance. That means it'll be treated the same as heroin, LSD, or other drugs with a high potential for abuse and no accepted medical use. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Thanks, David. This report is brought to you by Payday. Packed with peanuts and filled with golden caramel, Payday is one hardworking candy bar. So grab one now to power you through the day. Payday, get to it. There is a vehicle crash with injuries, Molina Road at North Century Boulevard. They're saying there's also a partial roadblock, so use caution in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. 77 and partly cloudy. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice day today with just a 30% chance of a stray shower, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Friday, 30% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 91. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Saturday, 30% chance of rain, high near 92. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, partly cloudy, 77. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you are a fan of Joann's Fabrics, you're gonna love Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available. 850-438-5444. Remember, Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 wants to know what you think about our programming. Join the Listener Advisory Board and fill out our quick survey. Your feedback helps us shape the shows you love and discover new ones. Whether it's news, talk, sports, or other programming, we want to hear your suggestions and ideas. It takes just a few minutes, and it makes a big difference. Visit NewsRadio923.com today to fill out the survey. Let's make your listening experience even better. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good time.
News Radio 1620, 92.3 on your FM dial. This is Craig Heinzman filling in for Andrew McKay here at the Pensacola Morning News. Glad to have everybody in studio with us. We've got Derek Stone and Tom Bradburn. We were talking a little bit about starting a small business in Pensacola. How do we do that? What are some of the pitfalls and the challenges, but also what are some of the benefits? We talked a little bit about giving. We were talking about being a giving person earlier. As we get ready to wrap this segment up, guys, what are some tips or some tricks or some suggestions you guys have for guys that are out there right now saying, hey, let's, I really want to start a small business. I want to grow this. I want to do something. Tell me what you guys got.
Well, I want to expound a little bit on what Derek said earlier when he was talking about investing time. You know, in my opinion, time is the most valuable thing that we have. You can always make more money and buy more stuff, but you can't get back any time that you waste. And so I think you got to make up your mind how much time you want to invest in your business, how much time you want to invest in people, and how much time you want to invest into growing your business. And that's a huge sacrifice, but time is more valuable than money, and it will pay greater dividends, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that somebody going into business, if you've never been in business, let's say we're starting from scratch, you've never been in business, realize that it's not like your everyday 9-to-5 job. It continues on. So you're going to be working on it at 1 a.m., 4 a.m., noon. And
sleepless
so
nights.
To think that, you know, businesses and CEOs and whatever you want to call yourself get to just go out and have this life of luxury. No, those are little snippets of life. What really happens is the 24 hours of constant work. So be prepared for that.
Count the cost ahead of time.
Count the cost ahead of time. And then be diligent about everything you do. I mean, you cannot just go haphazardly. You have to come into this and say, okay, let me be prepared. Let me put beside some savings so that when things happen, like a tariff comes in, I mean, we're seeing for us, prices every month are going up 7%.
Right.
You know, and that's how do you do that? Well, you got to be diligent with your finances. So diligent with your time, diligent with your finances, and realize that both of those are going to be fluid. You're going to work really hard one day, take some time off, and then tomorrow you're going to be broke, and then the next day you have some more. That's just business.
And yeah. There's a trick to that, too, because in business you want to be consistent in an inconsistent world.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool. Be consistent in an inconsistent world. Yeah, and there is some truth to that because, like you said, it's fluid. It's going to change all the time. And as we steward everything that we're given, and I believe that what we're given, the time, the talent, everything that we have, we're given of it by God to be used. That's not a sermon. That's just what I believe. And I do think that if we just say, hey, listen, I've got limited amount of time, irregardless of what my faith principle is, I've got a limited amount of time. How am I going to invest it in the community? How am I going to make the world a better place by my being here, my business being here, my purpose? You know, that would be, I think, something to look at as we move into businesses and people starting off. Well, I appreciate you guys being here
can
with
I say
us.
One last
you
thing?
Certainly can, Tom.
You know, I think when you get into business too, what Derek was talking about, there's more to life than you. You really need to understand that all the talent, everything that God gave you is for the benefit of someone else, not yourself. And so if you can use that in your business will be successful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else you guys have for me, especially for guys out there looking to start a business?
Call Derek.
Call Derek if they want to start a business.
Yeah.
But we do have a group that meets on Wednesday nights, I believe, that allows for folks to go through that real fast. Tell us a little bit about that Entrepreneurs Club.
Yes, yeah, so Entrepreneurs Club at Marcus Point Baptist Church. It's called the MPEC, Marcus Point Entrepreneur Club. That meets every Wednesday at 6:30. You can also listen to my podcast, the ARC Entrepreneur Podcast, where we talk to local business owners and entrepreneurs out here and see the insights of their business. And that will help you tremendously, not just listening to Derek, but listening to all these other experts. And that will take your business to a whole new level. So we'd be happy to have people come and join the club and listen on the radio.
And I would second that from the standpoint that you need to surround yourself with good people that can give you great advice. And that's where you can find those people.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys for being here.
We do have a question for them.
Okay,
what's
that?
On the phone here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi, Hi, I tried to start a small business a couple of years ago. Well, it was 2018, and there were going to be dogs and beer and wine involved. And I found it very difficult to navigate not only the city and trying to get the rules of how many parking spaces I needed and how many fire extinguishers I needed and what the head count was going to be and how they count people in the building. And then on top of that, the overlays of the different areas, like Warrington had different rules, then Ensley had different rules, and, you know, we were going to have alcohol, you couldn't be by a church or a school, and there's no easy way to navigate all these different departments and figure out how to just start a business from that perspective.
No, it's not an easy task, for sure, and the best way to handle it is to be able to go face-to-face with the county. You know, they have a board that you can go and talk to, licensing boards, they have all these different things. So if you go and you actually go face-to-face with them, rather than just reading all the rule books that they have online, having that sit-down conversation, say, how can I navigate this? What do I need to do? That changes, because it goes back to that relational equity that Tom was talking about. They get to see you, see what your plan is in person and not just on paper. I think that will help you tremendously. It did that for us, having a conversation in person.
Thank you so much for the question. We're going to head down to traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks, Craig. Looks like we have a vehicle crash with injuries, Molina Road at North Century Boulevard. They're saying there's a partial roadblock, so use caution in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number, where customer service is a chatbot, and hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few if any fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
So several years ago, my wife and I were planning on replacing our then many years old Dodge Grand Caravan, and we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, but as is often our practice, we wanted to test drive one of the type we wanted to buy before we needed to buy it, about 6 months ahead of time, to make sure that when time came to really find the deal we wanted, that we were looking for the right kind of car. Couldn't find one. Nobody had one that we could drive. We found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. It actually happened to be the color we wanted as well. But again, we didn't want one for another 6 months. We drove it. We loved it. That's fine. We were getting ready to go. And Calvin, our sales guy, said, "Do you want to look at the price?" I'm like, "Well, fine." "Oh, well, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit?" "Sure." "Can you give us a day? Because we're not buying a car." "Sure." We thought about it a day later. "Can you come down just a little bit more?" "Sure." "Can we buy it?" I mean, that's how easy it was for us to buy this car. And again, we just had to because it was such low mileage. It was a year old with like 13,000 miles and the price was fantastic. We had to buy it. It would have been dumb of us to wait because they have great selection. That's what brought us to Frontier and because the process was so easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Join WSRE-TV for their free open house this Saturday, 10 till 2, at the WSRE studios at Pensacola State College. You'll get to explore their studios, discover how programs are made, and learn about how WSRE serves the greater Pensacola community. Enjoy tours, PBS Kids activities, and meet Clifford the Big Red Dog. Ample free parking available. Support your local TV station, WSRE, at College Boulevard and 12th Avenue. That's Saturday, 10 till 2.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty.
white guy.
PJ spinning the hits. All right. My name is Craig Heinzman here at News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Morning News, filling in for Andrew McKay. Just talking small business. Just got through with some great questions and some good comeback. Basically coming back to relationships, and having a purpose. And I think that goes, even if you're not starting a small business, if you're here in town, you're working somewhere else, and maybe you're working for somebody else. I mean, that purpose, that sense of purpose is going to be tremendous, and it's going to make all the difference in the world. And that's why people do what they do. I mean, that's why we're having conversations about skate parks. Why? Because, I mean, the folks at Upward Intuition, they want safe skate areas. You talk about all the hits that Mayor Reeves has taken as he kind of moves the needle in certain areas. They want to make a difference. As Quint was getting ready to get that stadium done that we talked about earlier today, it's, hey, we see a vision. We want to make a difference. And we should all be about that. We should all be about wanting to try to make a difference in this community, because this is where we live. This is what happens. And I know sometimes that we got a text about maybe does it sometimes blur the lines, especially when it comes to church. You know, the church is made up of people. The church is made up of people doing stuff. And you do want to celebrate that. At the same time, obviously that can't, for us, I can guarantee you right now, we're just running off of what we believe God's telling us to do. We're not beholden to anybody or anything in that. And I think that's kind of how we should all be acting throughout this world. How do we deal with the world around us, the challenges that come, have a positive outlook, have a positive perspective, and move forward. We talked earlier this last hour about some of the challenges coming with the Doge happening in Pensacola. And just to kind of recap that, if you have not been keeping up with it, you know, basically Doge is coming in. They're talking about how the tax burden has risen 70% in the past 6 years, despite no growth in population. Of course, D.C. Reeves basically said that the city's not raised its millage rate since 1994. In fact, it's down 15% from then. And that revenue is just an increase in higher property values, not higher taxes. And he welcomed it. And again, I applaud the idea of saying, you know what, you want to come in, you want to audit, you want to look at it. Come on, we got nothing to hide. We're good to go. We're confident in how we've managed everything. There's even kind of there's a gap about $20 million every year that has got to be funded through bridging utility funds. But Doge will be at City Hall this next week for a full review. But we talked about how in the Pensacola area, the millage rate certainly hasn't changed since 1994, but a lot has changed since 1994. If you bought a house in 1994, which I was in at Woodham High School, I think it was in 10th grade at that point in time, dating myself for certain. It shocks me because I can't even fathom that the median house price in Pensacola was $79,000. I mean, I don't know, a car costs $79,000 right now. Not a car I own, but a car will cost that much. But the same house today is going to cost $320,000. That means that the assessed value of that house is higher. And so here you've got people. There's this massive, no, the tax has not increased in terms of the percentage, but the amount certainly has. Because if you assess my house back in 1994 at $79,000, well then, hey, I'm only paying $339 a year in taxes. But now in 2025, that same house being assessed at $320,000, well, my tax burden is now about $1,400 a year. And so there's that fourfold increase. It happens even though the rate hasn't changed. So there are challenges and there are things to say, yeah, there's definitely a rise in the amount of money collected, the tax burden, but that's because in the last 4 years, you know, we've seen so much growth in the downtown area. We've seen so much change in the Pensacola area. It's become a better place in many ways, but at the same time, you've got people that are struggling to pay that tax debt that moved into a house. It was worth you know, $79,000 when they bought it, and now if there's people saying it's worth $320,000, that's great that it's there and that they have it, that equity, but at the same time, that's a burden that they have to pay that tax on a house that, well, when they bought it, it didn't want that dollar. But we're going to come back to that in just a second. Let's go to Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks, Craig. Traffic is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Not showing any signs of a slowdown, Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
So, you know, one of the things that's interesting as we go through affordable housing, again, it's not just can we build new houses that people can buy, but can we keep people in the houses that they already have? How can we as a community, and again, talking about some of these guys from the small business world, maybe that's part of the issue, part of the solution, I should say, is how do we help folks that own a home, can stay in a home? How do we help them in that? There's so much talk about building affordable housing. Some of that needs to be, how do we keep people in the houses that they already can afford or did afford? And there's some great options out there. I was just at the ribbon cutting for, it was Impact 100 ribbon cutting for Habitat for Humanity for their land trust, which is, if you haven't researched it, man, the land trust model is pretty amazing. As I understand it, basically Habitat owns the property, the actual property the house is built on, but the person who has the Habitat house, they have an equitable share in the home. So as the home grows in value over time, through whatever gentrification, through the rising property values, that home value is then split with Habitat and the owner at the sale of the house. The portion that goes to Habitat goes back into the house, making it yet an affordable house for the next person that comes in and purchases it. So it's an interesting way to, you know, figure out how we can relieve some of the burden as we continue to develop. And developing we are. There's no going back, guys. I mean, I don't know about anybody else. I don't want to go back to the time when Pensacola was dead at 5 in the morning, you know, 5 p.m. Everyone shut, you know, closed up shop and no one ever was down there. I think having a vibrant downtown, a walkable downtown, is important. I think the plethora of coffee shops, like we talked about earlier, that's important because those are the things that allow, one, we are a tourist destination. We need to understand that. People come here and they want something to do. They want to catch a ball game. They want to go out to restaurants and they want to go out and do these kind of things. So there are many, many, many benefits to the growing population that is Pensacola. There are downsides. There are things we're going to have to encounter. There are issues that we're going to have to deal with. Like we talked about the port earlier, there are issues with how do we increase our footprint? How do we increase our traffic? We can't do it down at the port unless we, you know, want to make some major investments in building out basically islands to support port development, knock down some restaurants. Maybe the fish house can go, and but then there'll be no more soul rolls, and that's just a tragedy, you know, an absolute travesty. But no, so, you know, instead DC and the city go, hey, why don't we do this? Why don't we do an inland port? Why don't we, since we're running out of space down at the port, let's figure out a way to basically create, we talked about it earlier, a rental market, a rental car lot for our airport. We're going to take the pressure off of doing everything at the port, that the stuff that doesn't have to be done down there. We can move that inland, and then we can maybe increase traffic at the port, increase that profitability. It's been done other places, again, South Carolina, right outside Charleston, Fort Worth, Joliet. There's a port in Kansas, which is marked as America's inland port. I did not know that we had a port in Kansas. I was like, okay, cool. Because as last I checked, Kansas doesn't have a lot of sea. But, you know, hey, there's a port. It's about creative ways to solve problems. And I, for one, I think it's a good thing. So we'll be back. News Radio 92.3, 1620.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.